third Monday of the month, and that means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. We haven't had Marcia on yet, so Marcia, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Well, Happy New Year, Tony, and thank you for having us back on. We hope all of our listeners are getting their vaccines and are excited about the new normal ahead.
All right, let's talk about new members for this new year.
Well, you know, once you join our chamber, you are a member of our family forever. So let's give a shout out to Hortensia Blue Travel, who joined us since we last spoke. And if you want to make your travel plans, Janine Pascal said she's ready to help you out, whether it's Italy or the States or a bike ride around Colorado. Please look up Hortensia Blue in our website, www.greenwichchamber.com. And let's also say hello to Grace Daycare and Learning Center. We had a nice ribbon cutting for them. Our first selectman was there a couple of months ago, located at 2 St. Rock Avenue. They offer preschool. They have a science room, dance room, music room. So this all-inclusive child care facility is ready and waiting for you. And what about WerkZee? W-E-R-K-Z-Y. This is one of those wonderful independent organizations started by two females. It's an online platform designed to pair small businesses with part-time jobs. So many women in particular kind of got off that full-time working track and are looking for part-time jobs. If you're looking for one, please connect with WorkZee. Would also like to say hello to Kramer Portraits. Here is another Byron-based business located at 10 Glenville Street. It's a photography business devoted to creating portraits that are alive with personality. I've seen these portraits, and they're absolutely stunning. So if you're in the market for that, Kramer is there for you. And we've all had a lot of time to look at our houses and what's inside. Connecticut junk removal might be in your future. You know, some of that stuff you need to get rid of, they will come, they'll make an assessment, and they'll get rid of it all for you. So we're all spending all this time at home. Let's reinvent ourselves and get rid of that stuff. Community Health Center, CHC, joined us recently. Well, we're all familiar with that name as we're making our vaccine appointments. Please note that they have free walk-up and drive-up COVID testing facilities all throughout Connecticut. Look at our website, greenwichchamber.com, and if you need testing, just check it out, and they are ready to help you out. Now, here's another new name that has an interesting spelling, XER0 Group. Located at 500 Summer Street, they are in the business to create beautiful interior design and space planning for your business. So say you're starting a new business and you want something really unique, you're going to call them. And a hello to Saloni and Larson, S-A-L-O-N-Y. Tis the season. They provide a wide range of financial guidance, tax preparation and accounting services. And getting back to that home theme, let's say hello to Serta Pro Painters, located at 15 East Putnam Avenue. We've heard their advertisements and their jingles. Have them come, say the chamber sent you, and you will get a discount. And last but not least, Russell Pruner. The Pruner name is a very familiar name with respect to real estate. Well, Russell Pruner just switched over to Compass Realty. After 3 decades of real estate experience, he is now at Compass, ready and willing to help you if you are going to buy or sell your house. So welcome, one and all.
All right. We're speaking with Marshall Kane, President and CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. And we neglected to mention that later in the half hour, last 10 minutes will be devoted to Charlotte Ducourier, owner of Raphael's Bakery. Is that right with the pronunciation?
Look, Tony, we'll have her give us the authentic French.
My French is awful. I cannot speak that language. Okay, let's take a look back now. What's been happening over the chain? We haven't had you on since December, Marshall. What's been happening over the last few months?
Well, what has been happening, we've been reinventing ourselves once again. You remember us 1 year ago putting on over 30 programs and events, and then when COVID hit, we switched to be community activists and bringing information to people about what businesses were open and how we could safely connect. And here we are now reinventing ourselves again as a facilitator and communicator of information. So most people who sign up for our emails say, thank you, Chamber. We've gotten so much good and positive feedback for letting us know what's going on when Governor Lamont has rolled out the new directives. And what about the vaccines? And when can I open up my business? Well, we've been pushing out that information not only on our website, but on our social media sites, Instagram and Facebook. And you really should check them out if you want this latest information, because we believe we are on top of it. Many people don't have time to read the online newspapers. They're too busy working and getting their small businesses, medium, large businesses, going. So we're here to provide it. Look at our website, look at our social media platforms, and we have that info for you. And we stand poised and ready for the next iteration.
All right, we're going to take a break. Speaking with President and CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, Marsha O'Kane. We took a look back. We'll take a look forward after this. And remember, later in the half hour, Charlotte Ducourier, owner of Raphael's Bakery, the guest with Marsha this morning.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It was definitely an answer to a prayer and a desire that I had had for a long time to take in more fruits and vegetables because I knew it would make me healthier. So I'm grateful for it. I got my mom's almost 90. She's been on it now for several years. I swear she's going to end up taking care of me someday. She will tell anyone who will listen to her about the change it made in her life. She genuinely believes Balance of Nature saved her life because 8 years ago, her health was not good at all. She started making some changes and added on Balance of Nature several years back, and it's just been amazing to see the change in her.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
Coming up on 9:14 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marsha O'Kane. Later in the half hour, Charlotte Ducourier, owner of Raphael's Bakery, will join us. Marsha, we took a look back. Let's take a look ahead. How's the Chamber? What's your thoughts about in-person events? What's the Chamber's stance, and when can we get back to those?
Well, that's a good question, and we're being very mindful, very careful of what our governor is telling us what we can and cannot do. But we can say this with certainty. We've got Joan London standing by at Greenwich Country Club for an in-person outing. Fingers crossed that by November, we can fill that Greenwich Country Club ballroom and hear Joan speak. You know, she's been rescheduled a couple times. She's such a great person. To be so patient with us. So that's in November. And then, of course, our golf outing, we can't wait as everyone's being fully vaccinated. Everyone, the golfers are being very anxious to have it this year. So we're just waiting for the grift to tell us when they're ready to open up their appointment book. And in September or October, we're going to have our golf meeting, our golf outing. And then, of course, our annual meeting where we have a guest speaker. We'll be doing that in the fall. And then very carefully, we'll see. We feel that fall will be safe for all in person and potentially a little bit sooner. But so wait and see. We will let you know if we can do something at, like sidewalk sales. We don't have the word on that yet, but maybe by early next month we'll have a better view and we'll be able to forecast better on that.
All right. Did you have the golf outing last year? I thought you did. You did not?
No, we didn't. You know what? People were feeling too uncomfortable to have it, and there were so many restrictions that we decided, no, we'll just put it off and wait until this year.
All right. Your Government Corporate Affairs Committee put together a webinar. Tell us about that.
They sure did, and we had great attendance. You know, there is such a thing as Zoom fatigue, where you're just tired of these Zoom meetings, but kudos to our Corporate and Government Affairs Committee, who had Stephen Meskers as our guest, and we just asked him a lot of questions, most focusing on I-95, the tree cutting, the sound issues in Riverside, that exit 3 exit, what's planned for that? And he was so kind to join us and give us his views on that. And then, Tony, we're going to, because that was such a success, I think we had over 55 people who literally attended, we're going to follow that up with Kimberly Fiorello. She's another state rep, as everyone knows, on April 1st at 8:30 in the morning. She will be speaking to us about various subjects on her plate. So we realize if you give people good content, they will come and they will attend a Zoom meeting. So we're very excited about having Representative Fiorello joining us April 1st.
All right, fantastic. We're going to take another break with Marcia O'Kane, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, special guest coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out.
Debbie is heard at her new time, 11 till noon, every Monday through Friday on 1490 WGCH.
Nine 19 on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. And now we welcome Marcia's special guest to the segment, and that is Charlotte DeCaker, who is the owner of Raphael's Bakery. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you today?
Bonjour. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing well. And you've got a good name, DeCaker, for the owner of a bakery, right?
I know, right? You would have think it's all planned, but no, I'm. It's not. Thank you.
Okay. Now, why is it not Charlotte's Bakery? Why is it Raphael's Bakery?
Because Raphael is the hand and the brain behind the operation. His dad was baker. His grandpa was a baker. He was basically born in the trade. He started working for his dad when he was 16. So it's been more than 30 plus years of him mastering his craft, and that's why it's called Raphael's Bakery and not Charlotte.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the bakery. Where's it located? When did it start? How do people get there? Parking, things like that.
So the bakery is located at 146 Mason Street in Greenwich, just behind Greenwich Avenue. There is ton of parking space. There is a huge municipal lot right behind the bakery. There is some parking space just in front of the bakery. So it's very accessible. And we can't wait to welcome all of you.
All right. Well, it's a family business, as you mentioned. Talk a bit about the background and who we can find there when we visit. You kind of went over it a little bit, but talk a little bit more about it if you could.
So you will find Rafael every day at 4 a.m. in the morning starting his day. He's with his second, which his name is G, and he helps Rafael. So we joke that he's our adopted son because he spends so much time with him. He might as well be family. Then I'm usually there in the morning, and then my oldest son, Kellyanne, takes over as a manager during the day. So he's there. He handles day-to-day operation. He's the one that you will find behind the counter. Then during the weekend, you'll have my little one, Tito, who comes as well to give a hand. And then you have my mother, who does all the sandwich. So it really is a family operation.
Okay. Now, you opened, when did you open? In the midst of the pandemic, when did you open?
We did. We opened last December, December 20th. The pandemic was what started it all, actually. I don't think we would be open without the pandemic, believe it or not. So Rafael did a little pop-up shop at his former restaurant when the restaurant was closed and got such warm reception that we decided, why not? Let's take a chance. And then the store aligned. We found a great space. We had great people behind us who were proposed to back us up. And I don't think there was a better time for us to open, and it was now or never.
All right.
Never give up on your dream.
Okay, so I want to ask you about that because, I mean, you know, bakeries in general have struggled because you have larger places that offer lots of baked goods and things like that. Now you're during a pandemic when a lot of places are closing down. Tell us, I mean, you went against the tide. Tell us about that decision.
We did. We figured there was a need for that because we felt like there was nothing in the area that could match or propose what we were proposing. Everything is made fresh daily, and we wanted to recreate that feel that you would have in a bakery in France when you walk in, the smell, the product. So everything is very, very French, as you can tell by my accent. And I think that's why we're pretty successful right now, is that we are not trying to recreate anything. We're not, all our products are, you know, as I said, made daily. There is no preservative. We import our flour from France. So I think people are looking for unique products and they find it when they come in the bakery. Right. It's a little place of, you know, a little spot that you would find in France without traveling. So there you go.
All right, so
pandemic.
Okay. So what's kind of, is there a signature offering that you have there?
So all our breads, of course, the baguette, which is very French. Then we have all our croissants and pain au chocolat, which, again, are very French. And then the bestseller is the Queen Amann, which is croissant. It's the same dough as the croissant. And as I explained to people, it's rolling more butter, more sugar, more butter, and a little more sugar. And for some reason, that last sugar always sells. And it's very French. You'll find only in the region of France that Rafael is from. We also have our little chouquette, which when you come in, you will taste our chouquette, whether you want it or not. You'll always have it with your coffee or as a sample, and people love it. Little puff pastry with coarse sugar on top. So we make really unique products that hopefully people love, and they seem to love it. So there you go.
All right. So the busy people, though, they want to come in and out. You have grab-and-go type things for breakfast or lunch?
It's grab-and-go, usually. People come in, grab their order, and just leave, or they can call in and or order online, and then we do curbside pickup as well. So we're planning on having, like, a little patio in the summer. So we're working. Stay tuned. We're working on that.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said, what are you working on for the summer?
On a little patio outside, like a little outside sit-in.
Sure.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Is there seating inside? I don't know if that's allowed these days. But
There is a little sitting inside. We try to restrict it during the weekend because it's quite busy and we don't want people to be uncomfortable. But yes, there is sitting inside if you want to grab a coffee and sit down for a little bit while you hear us talking French.
Okay. And you have that special flair, right, being French that other bakeries may not have?
Exactly. I think that's what makes the difference, is that all products is, like, all of our recipes are very French. Obviously, the baker is French. The flour is from France. The oven is from France. So we really try not to Americanize our products. It really is what you would find in a French bakery. That's the goal. That was our goal, and I hope we are succeeding in that.
Okay. Now, who do you consider to be your competition?
Huh. You know, anyone who make bread and croissant and baguette. I don't think there is competition per se. I think we're all offering different products in a different way, so you can find great products everywhere. But if you're really trying for a really French bakery, just come on over.
Would you consider what you offer? There's the talk that with the pandemic and the stress and things like that, comfort food is big. Would you consider it comfort food, and that you've kind of dialed into that also?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is unfortunately, we don't offer anything fat free, or all our stuff is what I'm calling good calories. It's when you come in, you'll try, and it makes you feel good.
All right. That's what it's all about. All right, so the Chamber had a ribbon cutting grand opening last winter. I believe Marcia alluded to that with the first selectman there.
Yes, it was fantastic. What a tremendous honor to have both of them here help us promote the business, and it was amazing. It was an amazing day. It was such a pride. I mean, we can thank the community, for the warm welcome that we have so far.
All right. How did that make you feel?
Makes you feel really good, and makes you realize that you're never too old to pursue your dream. Mm-hmm. Never give up. It was a dream 20 years in the making, and there you go. 20 years later, we made it happen.
Okay. And Charlotte, what are the hours of the bakery?
So we're closed on Mondays. Then we're open Tuesdays to Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. What time do you get there in the morning?
I get there at 6:45, but Raphael and his sous chef get there about 4 a.m.
Oh, 4
a.m. We have a lot of work to prep. Yep.
You got to start your baking.
And we make everything fresh daily, so whatever we don't sell, we donate. So they have to start from scratch every morning.
Fantastic. All right. Charlotte DeBakier is the guest. And Marcia, are you drooling?
Tony, I can attest personally that the croissants are simply heavenly. They are so flaky and light. And as Charlotte said, the flour is just unique, and you can tell in every bite. So if you haven't visited yet, you must put this on your list, Raphael's Bakery.
All right, Raphael's Bakery on Mason Street. That's Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO, Charlotte Becker, owner of Raphael's Bakery. My guest, Charlotte, great to talk to you this morning. Marcia, good to have you back. We'll talk next month.
Thank you so much.
Look
forward to it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's our segment with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, third Monday of the month. Next Monday will be Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us. We've got a check of the forecast, Darian Sims, How I See It, and then the Doug Steffen Show, taking you through to the Debbie Nigro Show at 11 o'clock this morning. Have a great day.
From the WGCH Weather Center. Sunny.